Welcome to the Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast.
Today, we're diving into something you've probably experienced, the frequency illusion.
Right. Also known as the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon.
Exactly. It's that weird feeling when you learn something new, maybe a word or a concept.
And then suddenly, it seems to be absolutely everywhere you look.
Uh-huh. You hear it, you see it, it feels like it just popped into existence.
So in this deep dive, we want to figure out, well, why that happens, what's going on in our brains.
And look at some really interesting real-world examples and maybe the implications too.
Okay, so Bader-Meinhof. That's a quite a specific name.
Yeah.
Where did that originate?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. Apparently, back in 1994, someone wrote into a newspaper column.
Oh, yeah?
They just learned about the Bader-Meinhof group, you know, the German militant group.
Mm-hmm.
And then, bam, they started seeing references to them constantly, just kept popping up.
So they coined the term.
Well, that person noticed it, and the name stuck in popular culture. But the more, let's say, academic term frequency illusion came later.
When was that?
That was coined by a linguist, Arnold Zwicky, in 2005. It's maybe a bit more descriptive of the actual cognitive process.
Gotcha. So let's get into that process. Why does it feel so real? Like the thing itself has become more common?
Well, the primary reason, the main engine behind it, is selective attention.
Okay.
Think about it. Our brains are just bombarded with information constantly, right? Sights, sounds, everything.
Way too much to process all at once.
Exactly. So our brain has to filter. It prioritizes what seems important or relevant at that moment.
So when something new enters our awareness, like that new word, or maybe you're thinking of buying a specific make of car.
Precisely. Your brain kind of flags it, says, okay, this is relevant now. And then your attentional system gets tuned to notice it.
Ah, so the car was always driving past or the word was always being used.
Probably. Or at least it was there some of the time. But you just weren't paying attention before. Now your brain's actively scanning for it.
It's like putting on special glasses that only highlight that one thing.
That's a great analogy, yeah. And then once you start noticing it, another bias kicks in.
Which is?
Confirmation bias.
Right. We like to be right.
We do. So once we think, wow, I'm seeing this everywhere, our brain starts looking for evidence that confirms that belief.
And we find it because we're looking for it.
Uh-huh. And crucially, we might ignore or downplay the times when we don't see it or hear it because that wouldn't fit our new theory that it's suddenly ubiquitous.
So selective attention flags it. Confirmation bias makes us keep seeing it. What about that feeling that it's totally new? Like this thing didn't even exist last week.
Yeah, that can be the recency illusion working alongside it.
Recency illusion?
Basically, because something is fresh in your mind, because you just learned about it, you might mistakenly assume the phenomenon itself is new.
Ah, okay. Like thinking a slang term is brand new just because you heard it yesterday.
Exactly. But a quick search might show it's been around for ages. So fact-checking can sometimes dispel that part of the illusion.
Interesting. You also mentioned something about categories, the split category effect.
Yes, that's another subtle influence. It's about how we group things mentally.
How does that work?
Well, imagine trying to estimate how many dogs you saw today. Just dogs in general.
Okay, maybe a few.
Now, what if I asked you to think about specific types of dogs? Did you see any golden retrievers? Any poodles? Any dachshunds?
Yeah, thinking specifically, I might recall seeing a golden retriever on my walk and maybe a little poodle downtown. So two specific types.
Right. By breaking down the broad category, dogs, into smaller subcategories, golden retrievers, poodles, you might actually end up noticing and counting more individual instances than if you just thought about the general group.
So focusing on the specifics makes them seem more frequent.
It can, yeah. It changes how you tally things up in your head.
Fascinating how these little mental shortcuts work. Are there broader theories explaining why our brains might be prone to misjudging frequency?
There are a few ideas. One comes from cognitive information processing research.
Yeah.
It suggests that maybe our brains aren't perfectly calibrated to accurately track the frequency of less common events. We might tend to overestimate them.
So rare things feel less rare once we notice them.
Potentially. And research, like from Begg and his colleagues, showed that context and even the emotional impact of information can skew our frequency estimates.
That makes sense. Emotionally charged things probably stick out more.
Definitely. There's also something called the information loss account.
What's that?
It basically suggests that errors can creep in when our brain processes information that isn't evenly distributed, like when some things are much rarer than others. These processing errors can lead us to believe things happen more often than they really do.
So it's partly about attention, partly bias, and partly just how our brains handle certain kinds of data.
A mix of all those things, yeah.
Now, how does this actually affect us? Does it mess with our decision-making?
It absolutely can, but there's a catch, sometimes called the mongoose phenomenon.
The mongoose phenomenon. Okay, I'm intrigued.
It's the idea that, well, sometimes when you start noticing something more, it's not just the illusion. Sometimes the thing might actually be happening more often.
Right. Like maybe a new fashion trend really is taking off.
Exactly. So we have to be careful not to automatically dismiss every instance of increased noticing as just the frequency illusion. Sometimes our perception is picking up on a real change in the environment.
So don't be too quick to distrust your gut feeling entirely.
Right. You need to weigh it. And related to this is the natural frequency hypothesis.
Okay.
This theory suggests our brains are actually better evolved to handle concrete numbers of occurrences, natural frequencies, rather than abstract probabilities or percentages.
So, like, I saw that car 3 times today. Is easier to process than there's a 0.1% chance of seeing that car?
Pretty much. And because we process individual events well, when we encounter something new, even just once or twice, that concrete event might stand out disproportionately in our minds, making it feel more frequent than its actual low probability would suggest.
That makes a lot of sense. Can we see this illusion playing out in specific fields? You mentioned linguistics earlier.
Oh, definitely. Linguists have to be careful about this.
Mm-hmm.
Someone might be studying, say, a new way people are using the word like or all as a quotative, like she was all, I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And they might start thinking, wow, everyone is saying this all the time. But then when they actually sit down and analyze recorded conversations, transcripts,
the actual frequency is much lower.
Often, yes. It feels pervasive to the researcher because their attention is so highly tuned to it. It also happens with perceptions of language change. People think modern slang or usage is totally new and degrading the language.
Right, you hear that a lot.
But often, similar patterns existed historically. Or the new thing isn't nearly as widespread as the frequency illusion makes it seem to the observer. You even see it noted in publications focused on prescriptive language rules.
Okay, so language is one area. What about medicine? That seems like a field where perception is critical.
Hugely critical. Think about the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. There were reports about unusual symptoms like toe discoloration, COVID toes.
I remember that.
Because doctors were suddenly hyper aware and looking for any potential sign of this new virus, they might have initially over attributed instances of toe discoloration to COVID-19. Increased awareness led to increased noticing, potentially inflating the perceived connection initially.
So the illusion could lead to misdiagnosis or overestimation?
Potentially, yes, in the early stages of recognizing something new. But there's a flip side.
Oh.
For medical professionals, especially those still in training, consciously using this effect could be beneficial if they're trying to learn to spot a rare condition.
Deliberately focusing their selective attention on its signs.
Exactly. The frequency illusion could, in that context, actually help them become better and faster at recognizing it when it does appear. Kind of like intentionally tuning those special glasses.
Using the bias as a learning tool.
Mm.
Clever. What about areas like marketing? I feel like they must use this.
Oh, absolutely. Marketing relies heavily on this, consciously or not. Think about advertising campaigns.
They try to make you see the product everywhere.
Precisely. They bombard you with ads, TV, online, billboards. The goal is to increase familiarity. Then, when you're out in the world, maybe you see the product on a shelf or someone using it.
It feels familiar, and because you've been primed by the ads, you notice it.
And because you notice it, the frequency illusion kicks in. You start thinking, wow, this product must be really popular. I see it everywhere.
Even if its actual market share isn't that huge.
Right. The perception of popularity is often driven by this familiarity and noticing effect, which definitely influences purchasing decisions. It's quite subtle.
Yeah, it makes you rethink why you think certain brands are popular. Does it show up in economics too?
It can, particularly in how people perceive inflation.
How so?
Well, our perception of overall inflation isn't usually based on the complex consumer price index calculation. It's often heavily influenced by the price changes of things we buy frequently.
Like gas or groceries.
Exactly. If the price of milk or bread goes up noticeably, even if other things in the inflation basket stay stable or decrease, that frequent purchase sticks in our mind. Our selective attention is on those prices.
And we might feel like inflation is worse than the official numbers suggest.
Potentially, yes. And this can even differ between groups. For example, the person in the household who does the regular grocery shopping might have a much stronger and different perception of food inflation than someone who rarely buys groceries. Their attention is focused differently.
And that perception could affect their spending behavior, maybe?
It certainly could influence economic sentiment and behavior, yeah.
It seems like this could even trip up researchers themselves.
It definitely can be a pitfall in research methodology. If a researcher becomes aware of a particular pattern or finding in their early data collection,
they might start noticing it more and more.
Right. And if their initial sample wasn't perfectly representative, they might overestimate how common that pattern is in the wider population due to the frequency illusion influencing their interpretation as they gather more data. They start seeing it everywhere in their results.
So you need robust methods to avoid confirming your own bias observations.
Exactly. Rigorous sampling and analysis techniques are crucial to counteract it.
Wow. So this frequency illusion, the Bader-Meinhof thing, it's really this complex interplay, isn't it?
It really is. It's about where we direct our mental spotlight, our selective attention.
And then how our confirmation bias runs with it, making us feel like we see it everywhere.
Plus those other factors like recency and how we categorize things. It shows how our subjective experience of how often something happens.
Well, it isn't always a perfect reflection of reality.
It's a powerful reminder of how our minds construct our experience of the world.
Definitely.
So here's something to think about. What was the last thing you learned about or noticed for the first time and then suddenly started seeing everywhere?
Yeah, that car, that word, that idea.
Is its sudden appearance truly more frequent? Or is it mostly a trick of your own focused mind? Something to ponder.
Indeed.
That's all for this episode. Thanks for tuning in.